Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Bernice in the Tax Quips forum with this concern. She asks, are there no limits for an active real estate investor with even just one rental, or is the $25,000 limit applicable to him as well? I ask because my software allowed a $31,000 loss, and so far it was accepted. Now I may need to file an amended return, but even advice from the IRS says, let it go through channels, and if they get a letter, deal with it then. Seems strange to me, with more penalties and interest accruing all the time. Well, Bernice, if your business is real estate, essentially full-time, you don't have the same limits as a rental property owner. Those are two different things, though. For the rental property owner who does something else for a living or even lives on the investments, the limit to the deduction is, essentially, $25,000. Now, you don't mention having sold a property or having other passive activities on your return, but David Tokas, a real estate investor from South Carolina, reminds us that there are two ways to generate a loss higher than $25,000. One, you sold the property during the tax year. When you sell the rental property, any prior year suspended losses can be recognized without regard to the $25,000 net passive loss allowance limit and without regard to income restrictions. Yes, all the losses will drop out that you've been carrying forward. And two, you sold your interest in a passive activity. Perhaps you held units or shares in a limited partnership that you sold. If your limited partnership had passive losses from this tax year, in addition to suspended losses from prior years, then sale of your interest allows you to recognize your total accrued passive loss in full without regard to the $25,000 net passive loss allowance limit, and again without regard to income restrictions. So Bernice, review the tax return to see if there was any such activity or if it really was a software error. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about passive losses and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.